You have to look at this question from two contexts. Number one, the industry trends. Number two, reality of placements into PE firms with an MBA program. So let's look at the first factor, that is the industry trend. In 2025, private equity entered the $1 trillion club. This marked the end of a multi-year period of relative hibernation. US dealmaking shifted into high gear during the second half of 2025, fueled by renewed market confidence and a clear macroeconomic outlook. Full-year private equity deal value reached an estimated $1.2 trillion, marking only the second time in the industry's history that it has surpassed the trillion-dollar threshold, the other being the record-shattering outlier of 2021. Like 2021, when there was a boom in investments around vaccination and buying distressed assets affected by the pandemic, the latest fund deployments are all around AI, healthcare, and sustainable infrastructure. Unlike 2021, now PE firms can reasonably predict the interest rate changes. This has given them the confidence to deploy a record $1.1 trillion in dry powder. With the combined private equity and venture capital deal value rising 42.57% year-on-year in 2025 to reach $468.5 billion. For a professional targeting a top MBA, this trend is a green light for the sector's talent needs. The transition from defensive asset management to aggressive capital deployment means that firms are no longer just focused on keeping current portfolio companies afloat. They are now in a heavy investment phase that demands sophisticated operational and integration talent. You are likely to join an industry that is actively building and requires associates who can navigate complex platform acquisitions and the integration of massive billion-dollar assets into existing fund strategies. The second factor you have to consider is the reality of placements into private equity firms. While I was editing FNGMAT's salary and employment analysis, I could see a few trends. One insight I want to share is to rely on schools with a reputation for placing candidates into private equity firms. This reputation takes time. That's why we have a 5-year placement trend in FNGMAT Premium. You may subscribe and access the in-depth analysis at premium.fngmat.com/subscribe. The heartbreaking insight from the analysis is that even though some schools have high finance placements, the school is likely to facilitate more candidates into investment banking over private equity. Getting admitted to Harvard or Stanford is worth your effort. It could change this year with the career service team taking on a more proactive role. But analyze the placement trends at FNGMAT Premium. If you want my help in planning your career, subscribe to FNGMAT's career planning service at store.fngmat.com/career-planning.